White police officer who on Saturday shot dead an unarmed black man seeking help after a car crash is now being charged over his death. Officer Randall Carrick fired 12 times at 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell on suspicion of breaking and entering. 10 of the bullets hit the former varsity football player, killing him on the spot. Police investigators determined the shooting was excessive and charged Officer Carrick with voluntary manslaughter.
A former college football player is dead, and the police officer who shot him is in custody now. Police say the player had just been in a car crash and was looking for help. He'd gone to a woman's house. She called 911, alarmed by the man, and when police officers showed up, one of them reportedly opened fire.
She immediately closed the door, hit her panic alarm, called 911. As the officers approach him just to determine if, in fact, he is the individual, what's going on, he just immediately takes off and runs toward a particular officer, and that officer attempted to retreat, but at the same time fired his weapon.
Police quickly determined the shooting was excessive and that Carrick did not have a lawful right to discharge his weapon. They've charged him with voluntary manslaughter.
Well, here we have it again. Another case of police brutality, shooting an unarmed man 10 out of 12 times. Got to practice on your shooting there, bud. So, we all have heard this story time and time and time again. And now, here it is, fresh in the news. An unarmed man, after being in a car accident, was going house to house, banging on doors, searching for help. Why didn't he use his cell phone? I don't know. Maybe he couldn't find it after the accident. I don't know. Maybe he didn't have one, which is highly unlikely, but still. Maybe it was broken. In any case, he was going to look for help. Upon banging on a door at 2 a.m. in the morning, he scared the inhabitant, which is, you know, very logical conclusion we can come to. The person then called 911. The officers arrived at the scene. The man started walking or running towards the officers when he was shot. Now, I have heard stories that they tried to tase him. Now, it's not really clear. Did the taser not work? Did they miss him when they shot? That's a little bit unclear. In fact, they don't even talk about that much at all. But what we do know is he was shot 10 times. He was shot at 12 times, and he was hit 10 times. The officer apparently was trying to back away. He was trying to retreat. It's a bit weird. I mean, how can you try to retreat? Maybe he tried to retreat and, you know, backed up into his car so he could not retreat any further. Maybe he was trying to retreat and backed up into a tree and then you could not retreat. You know, that could be. I wasn't there. However, he did shoot a guy. He shot him. He shot at him 12 times and hit him 10. I have said this time and time again. The police officers out there are cowards. You have, I think there were three police officers there. I know a bare minimum of two. And you have one man running towards you. You're going to shoot him. Three against one. Cowards. Although this time, he is being charged. He is being charged with voluntary manslaughter. Now, do you know what that means? Voluntary manslaughter? Because this is really interesting. This charge is interesting. What is the difference between voluntary manslaughter and involuntary manslaughter? I wonder. Well, let's take a look. In voluntary manslaughter, the provocation must cause rage or fear in a reasonable person. Now, you standing there with a, you know, sidearm with a gun and a man running up to you and someone else has your back, would you be fearful knowing that, you know, you're armed to the teeth? Two, the defendant must have actually been provoked. Now, was this officer provoked? I don't think so. I don't think he was provoked. There should not be a time period for the provocation and the killing within which a reasonable person would cool off. Well, there is, that doesn't, you know, that's irrelevant in this case. The defendant should not have cooled off during that period. Again, this is irrelevant. We're looking at basically rage or fear and or to be provoked. Was this police officer provoked? Was he enraged or was he just fearful? This is what he was. Fearful. He feared for his own safety. And this is the argument that is used by police departments throughout the U.S. The officer felt in fear of his life, which led him no alternative but to shoot. And one thing that we're really missing here, one thing that is just bizarre, is if this had happened to either you or I, do you think they would have let us go home? This officer went home. He was brought into custody. A $50,000 bail? Only $50,000 for shooting someone 10 times. An unarmed individual, he shot him 10 times. He was able to put up a $50,000 bail and he got to go home. Now this is a double standard. A stark contrast that there is a difference between them and us. America is not a country of laws. It is a country of men. People. Some get treated differently than others, especially in the face of the law, in the justice system. If this had happened to anyone else, they would have been thrown in jail, they would have been given $1 million bond, and they would sit there until their trial came in front of a judge. But because this man is a police officer, he was allowed to go home. Think of that. This man should have been handcuffed on the spot. He murdered someone. He murdered them in cold blood. He should have been handcuffed right there on the spot and thrown in jail just like it would have happened to either, you know, anyone else. It's a double standard. There is no other way of seeing this. And where are these good cops that I hear about? Where are these good police officers? When something like this happens, and then the internet is full of, especially on Facebook, it's just a few bad apples. Oh my God. Where was the good cop here? Why didn't the other cop right away turn his gun on that police officer, told him to put his weapon down, and handcuff him right frickin' there on the spot? Where are the good cops there? They're buddies. Don't worry, man, we got your back. We got your back. Thugs, given the authority and the privilege to do what they want to you or I. That's what the law enforcement has become. And it's kind of bizarre. It's kind of funny. You see these comments like, well, what was he doing with a gun and a badge anyway? Why was he allowed to be a police officer? He didn't act any different than the majority of police officers do today. There's no difference in what he did and what the police officer did 4 months ago or last week. They're all the same. This is not a bad apple. It's not a bad apple. They're all the same. Granted, I'm sure there are a few out there that got into law enforcement for a valiant reason, to help people, to want to make a difference in their society. I'm sure there are some of them out there. Where are they speaking out? How come they're not speaking out now? How come they're not saying this man did not deserve to go home? He should have been handcuffed right there on the spot. We are no different than the people that we protect. But they are. They are given a blanket of immunity. Kind of like a mafia, as far as I hear. Anyway, what do you have to think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think the final decision will be? How many years will this police officer spend in prison for shooting this unarmed man in cold blood for 10 times? How many years will he do? How many years would you do? And how many years would he do? Will he do? This will be interesting. And one other thing. When I say a blanket of immunity, I mean that too. This police officer who shot this guy. Now the family, by no stretch of the imagination, they're going to sue this police department. And rightfully so. However, the police department, they're not going to lose anything from this. You know who's going to end up paying? The people in the community. The people in the community will have to pay for this officer's mistakes. If they win this lawsuit, it's not like the police department has to reach into their own pocket and take money out of their own pocket. Where do you think that this money comes from? It comes from the people who live in the city, who pay taxes for this. They won't be affected by this at all. Not financially. The people were, the family will receive this money. They will get this money from you. The money that was stolen from you that you pay the police officers to protect you and to shoot unarmed people 10 times. Ha ha. Oh, it's not a really good return on your investment now, is it? They are immune. There is no accountability. And let's find out. Let's find out how many years this guy's going to do. That will be interesting. How many years would you do? And how many years would he do? Think of this. What kind of argument are you going to make? Well, Judge, I was outside and... I was walking around and I did have my, 9mm with me, but I am licensed to carry it. See, here's all the paperwork. I am licensed by the state to carry this concealed. Yeah, everything's okay. And this guy, he starts running towards me. So, I shoot him.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you shoot in the air to warn this man?
Well, no.
Mm-hmm. And was this man brandishing anything? Did he have a stick? Did he have a gun of his own?
No, but he was running at me.
I see. Anything else? Was he yelling and screaming like, I'm going to kill you?
No, but he was running at me.
I see. And so you were confused?
No, I was scared.
Mm-hmm. But you have the gun.
Yes, I have the gun, but maybe he had the gun. Maybe he had a gun. I don't know that.
Oh, I see. Yes, well, did he have it in his hand? Did you see that he had a gun, or did you just think that?
Well, I don't know what I thought at that time. I was,
Yes, I heard you were scared.
Yes, I was scared, so I shot him.
10 times.
Well, 12 times, but I hit him 10 times.
I see.
Now, how's that going to go? And of course, we can't overlook the fact that, and I think it's been done already, race will be brought into this. Now, should it be? Does it have any place here? I don't know. I'm not really sure. I guess, first, I don't think you can just, say right away that this was a racial thing. We have no idea of the history behind this police officer. I don't know. Maybe he's a racist. I don't know. But I can't think that we could just jump straight to that conclusion. He's black. He's white. The white man, the white cop shot the black man. It's racist. We cannot come to that conclusion right away. You know, I really don't think we can. However, it will be brought into this. Justly or not, it will be brought into this. We'll just have to wait and see how that plays out after we get some more information or hear some more information. At least the information that the police department want us to hear. Mm-hmm. Ever think about that? Well, you should. And I have seen, you know, recently I've seen an outpour of these on social networking sites. I've seen an outpour of stories about black boys, black young men beating white people. And how white people will say, you see this? You see this? How come there isn't an outrage on this? I've got five black kids here who beat up this, you know, white guy, or these three black kids here who beat up this World War II war veteran. Where's the outcry on that? Well, I'll tell you where the outcry is. I'll tell you. How often do you hear about a black police officer shooting a white unarmed person? How often do you hear that? These police officers are different. They have immunity for their actions. Not like three young kids. There is a big difference here. And I would like to see all of these stories about black police officers shooting white people. When was the last time you saw a black police officer shoot someone's dog? Why is it always white police officers who are shooting unarmed people? I'm not saying anything. I am just looking at the picture which is put in front of me and asking questions. That's all. That's all. Maybe you have an answer to it. I would love to hear it. Email me at thelostamerican@yahoo.com or give me your own rant. Yeah? Yeah? Skype me at I Am The Lost American. Leave me a video message. Give me your rant about these crazy lunatic black police officers who are going around shooting unarmed people. Because I just haven't heard it. Anyway, that's it. This is a short podcast. Take care. Hope to hear from you soon. And ciao.